This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Merry Christmas from the DJ Veers. How do you do? Optimistically looking at the day and the weekend and all the hoopla. Hopefully you'll have a wonderful time with your family. Those people who don't have a family, you can make us your family. We'll be your family. How's that? We're happy to help out, especially this time of year when people are really, if they don't have anybody around, kind of a dumpy kind. It really is a dumpy time of the year. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff from Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I suppose the Christmas front, is this a Christmas present? The president and the administration announcing that it's going to extend the moratorium on student loan payments till next May 1st because of the situation with COVID. The first leg of this was supposed to be over next month. People that were in debt for student loans, you have to go back to paying. But there's a government program. I think I talked about this once not long ago. I know it because my two children are involved in academics. Not my two children. My daughter and her husband are involved in academics. And there was a program that was discovered by some of the big universities, people who are on the staff, could have loans forgiven. And then there was an uproar when it became public because people said, well, why should they get forgiveness and I don't get forgiveness? Which actually is a pretty good question. They don't make as much money as some people in business, but they aren't, they're not poor.
Wasn't doing it? It was the federal government that was
forgiving
there?
No, federal government. Yeah,
wow. I can understand as maybe a perk of your job if you work for an academic institution and maybe they pay off part of your loan for you or whatever. Yeah, right. But yeah, that is unfair because a lot of people use their use their degrees for whatever it is for many different industries.
Yeah,
so
right.
That seems unfair.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, anyway, the unfairness continues into the new year. Here's something. For those of you who are owners of electric cars, especially Tesla, what was it we were talking? Chrysler's got a new SUV that's coming out that's electric.
Yeah, the first electric one that's going to be debuted at CES.
Yeah. Okay, so there's an early Christmas present from Tesla. For those people who are on the road, they're going to extend free vehicle charging at certain supercharger locations if you get there before 10 o'clock in the morning, right, or after 7.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you identify, how do you know if you, I see on the mall the Tesla chargers that are next to the street where people who have Teslas can plug in. So if you have another electric vehicle, you can't, the hitch is different? The hookup is different?
Know.
You can't use it?
That's a good question. I don't know if Tesla has I don't know if it's a universal. Well, they must be universal on some level because the federal government is building a whole bunch of charging stations and a whole network across the country. So it must, or maybe there are certain, maybe there are different ports or something in it. For Tesla, one maybe for GM, one for, I don't know, Ford, maybe. I don't know.
So they're making these, I didn't realize, I thought you got free charging wherever you were. So when you go to a gas station that has a plug-in, you got to pay for it?
I
don't know.
I would think you'd have to pay for this. You have to pay for air just to put it in your tire.
That's what you do. Yeah.
Except you don't have to pay for gasoline. Well, see, part of it is because a lot of people didn't like the fact that, there's tax on gasoline. So if you have a regular car and you need gas to make it go, then you have to pay tax to your state and federal, however it's built in. And so if charging was free, then they're not, those people driving Teslas or electric vehicles aren't paying into that system.
Whoopee!
Well, that was one of the things that was a big deal because they keep putting the gas tax on people in California. There's like
We have more electric cars, so we're going to charge the gas people more.
Right, and so people are saying, well, wait a second, electric cars are driving on the roads, too. You're saying the roads need to be fixed.
But the environmental...
They shouldn't get a free pass.
The environmental yahas are saying that's only fair because we're doing our part to save the environment, and those no-good SOBs driving those gas guzzlers are ruining the environment, so we shouldn't have to pay the same taxes as people who are...
We all share the road.
Yes, we do. Well, I'm just telling you that's the argument that comes forth. So let's see here. The following states and stations are free before 10 o'clock on Christmas Day. Right? Is this Christmas? This is Christmas Day.
It runs...
Day. Or next couple of days.
I think there are multiple days, yes.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Basically, if you're traveling for the whole weekend.
For the weekend. Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Utah. So why wouldn't they just make this universal all across the country? Every state's got Teslas in them. So what is
those
there
are
about?
I don't know. I think those are the superchargers versus the regular. I don't know.
Supercharger, 5 minute charge, and you're done, right?
I'm not sure. I think it's 20 minutes.
Oh, is it 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's a drawback right there. If you're going somewhere in a hurry, when you load up, how long does it take you to fill up your gas tank? 3-4 minutes?
Yeah, you do have to definitely be aware of your car, right?
Yeah,
because if you're, like, running out in an emergency and then the car doesn't start, then, yeah. I never know the level of gasoline that I have in my car. I would be an awful Tesla owner. No.
What do you mean? Why?
I don't know. It's always a surprise. I never know.
You don't look at the gas gauge?
Not really, no.
Wow.
I mean, obviously, I fill it up when it's empty, when the light comes on and says, hey, I need more.
But if there's an emergency, you have to have a little in
See, that's why I'm saying I would be a horrible Tesla owner because, I mean, my Apple Watch has never even charged. Like, I never have anything that's charged.
Yeah, right. You'd be on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Early English colonists in New England declared war on Christmas. Spanish settlers in present-day Florida, Texas, and New Mexico celebrating what historians consider to be the first Christmas events in the future United States. The English didn't want to... Well, you all know the story of what really happened. The problem is we've been so romanticized with how America was formed or created or whatever that we don't really know the whole story. Hispanics have kept alive celebrations honoring the birth of Jesus in the centuries before the holiday caught on. Catched on? Good, Doug. Thank you.
It catched on.
Right. So Hernando de Soto, for whom the car... Anybody here other than me remember the car called the de Soto? No, probably not.
I've heard of it.
Yes. You remember de Soto?
I don't remember it. I've heard of it.
The de Soto is a Chrysler car, and most of the de Sotos look just like all the rest of the Chrysler cars. So they stopped making them about 30 years or so ago. But anyway, because of Mr. De Soto, a lot of Catholic priests and Spanish explorers celebrated the first Christmas in 1539. That's when they were here first. Remember, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492? He wasn't really the first person to get here.
Well, he never got here.
Yes, he was. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, right? He landed in New York City. No.
He floated up the Hudson River against the tide.
Yeah, Henry Hudson did that eventually, but
right. Anyway, so settlers in a village now known as Tallahassee, which is the capital city of Florida, if you didn't know that, they settled there and celebrated Christmas. I bet a lot of people didn't know this. Did you know this, ladies?
I did
not. All of this Spanish stuff? No.
No.
Spanish settlers also the first recorded Christmas in New Mexico in 1598. In San Juan Pueblo, 1683, explorer Juan Dominguez de Mendoza and a Catholic priest held the first Christmas with the locals in a small town known as Presidio, which is where a big jail is now, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see what other things happened up here in New England. Puritans and some of the British called the Puritans radical Christians. They settled here and balked at Christmas celebrations because they thought that associated them with the Church of England, and they didn't want anything to do with the Church of England. That's why they came here. Puritan New England passed laws forbidding the observance of Christmas in the 1600s. How about that? So it didn't catch on here until the 1800s. The Germans and the Irish brought their Christmas celebrations with them. I didn't know that either. Here's a fun fact. the town of Belen, New Mexico, founded in 1740 as Nuestra Señora de la Belen, Our Lady of Bethlehem. How about, how do you do with pronunciation? Are you okay, ladies?
Very good.
Nuestra Señora de Belen. Town has erected permanent nativity scene artwork on public property there. That was a question that I think I had. Did I have it off the air with you, Victoria, the other day?
Yeah, it was off the air. You asked me that, and about like if local towns still have nativity scenes.
Yeah.
And
right.
There are definitely.
I think some do.
I've seen some, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And some they've been outlawed because of PC culture, but
right, exactly.
What's really sad? There was a time, gosh, it must have been 2 or 3 years ago. I have a great friend. She used to do my hair since I was like 12 years old before my cousin started doing hair. I had to go where the family is, but she's fantastic, and she just one of the nicest people, and sparkly, and just full of positivity. But she got breast cancer.
Ooh.
And so she was fighting it, and she has this really, she really started kind of like ramping up her faith because of it. And so she had this beautiful old nativity set that she actually had for your front yard, like you put out in your yard. And someone came and stole her baby Jesus. And she was so sad and so upset. And then on Christmas morning, I don't know what happened. I don't know if someone found it, but on Christmas morning, it was back in her yard again.
Wow.
Incredible. She woke up and it was there. And this woman, my friend, she was like crying tears of happiness. I have no idea how it made its way back, but there it was.
Wow, that's a sweet
story. Isn't that cool? I know. And it's true. All true. You would think that sounds just like a hokey Hallmark movie, but it was so, it was really sweet.
Have you looked at your Christmas cards, ladies? The Christmas cards that you have received thus far and have found anything that stood out that really got you? Or do you wait till Christmas Day actually to open your cards? Like, I wait till Christmas Day to open. I open the cards, but I don't open the presents. I think it's bad luck to do it, frankly. I don't know.
Well, I usually wait till Christmas cards, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Christmas card day, and that's the,
Have you noticed they've picked up in popularity?
Christmas cards.
Yeah, last year I feel like they were kind of like, bleh, nobody was sending them, maybe the year before. But this year I feel like I've gotten a lot more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel the total opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten fewer cards this year. Yeah. A lot of my friends are just like, they just gave up on the family portrait stuff and, all that. It's just like, whatever. Merry Christmas.
Bug. Yep. Sounds like something that I'd say, Victoria.
Yep, exactly.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 18 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, 23 after the hour. Normally, this is the trending portion of each hour. And so, Jay has been following some of the Christmas trending stories. But I think it's also a great time. There's no better time. There's no good time, bad time. There's something that happens around the holiday season that I find hysterical. And it came back to my mind. I would have probably forgotten about it, although I shouldn't. In my Christmas file, there is a reference to Adam Sandler's song, I don't know if you call it a song. He sings it. Even though Hanukkah has come and gone, this, for me, has always been a part of Christmas. Here's Adam Sandler.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is festival of life. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Bonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, bar, get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. Happy Hanukkah!
Nice. It's just hysterical, anyway. It's Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. All right, so Jay, what holiday traditions, you asked people for examples of things they didn't like at Christmas.
Yeah.
What did you come up with?
Yeah, whether it's their own families or a family they visited and experienced. Mike tweeted having to carry gifts downstairs after midnight is a tradition he could do without. Jenny's in-laws have a tradition where everybody has to take turns stating their favorite gift they received that year and the worst gift. Can you imagine if you were the giver of the worst gift that year? That would be awful. Doug Keller said her college boyfriend's family had a Christmas Eve tradition where they sang the 12 Days of Christmas. In its entirety, everybody had to draw a number out of a Santa hat and then sing that part as a solo. And sometimes if there weren't enough people, you had to double down on numbers.
Boo.
That's enough cause to break up.
28 after the hour.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
For years, I've been telling listeners that if they want to save money on purchases, and who doesn't, use the free Slick Deals website, app, and browser extension. Slick Deals is a community of millions that help to sniff out and validate the best deals that you can find at retail and online. And now there's Slick Deals Rewards. It's a brand new program designed to save even more. Slick Deals Rewards works exclusively through the browser extension, available for Chrome, Firefox, and Edge, that enables you to receive cash back at participating retailers, as well as earning points for every purchase that you make through Slick Deals that can be redeemed for gift cards. Along with early access deals, Slick Deals Rewards will also find and try all the best coupons for you with one click. To get going, simply visit slickdeals.net/rewards. That's slickdeals.net/rewards.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Airlines has been forced to cancel 165 flights on Christmas Eve, in part due to COVID-19. United Airlines has canceled 165 flights scheduled for today, about 8% of its planned schedule, and about 28 flights that were slated for Saturday. For more information on all flights around the world, visit flightaware.com. The Kim Potter guilty verdicts for the ex-Minnesota cop who killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year ends the case. Kim Potter said she mistook her handgun for a taser as Mr. Wright fought with the officers in an attempt to flee an unrelated warrant arrest. Minnesota Attorney General Democrat Keith Ellison with a message for police.
We don't want you to be discouraged. And when a member of your profession is held accountable, it does not diminish you. In fact, it shows. It shows the whole world that those of you who enforce the law are also willing to live by it.
USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right.
An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Supreme Court on January 7th will take up two of President Biden's vaccine mandates regarding large businesses and healthcare workers. Republican Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina on Newsmax Thursday says this will take the air of uncertainty out of the mandates.
I knew this was going to be, or thought anyway, the eventuality. And since it's such a pressing issue with our country, I'm glad they're taking it up this soon. It gives it takes the air of uncertainty out of the balloon of mandates. And so I really think, you know, I've talked about this many times. I've been very pro-vaccination, but I'm not for mandates. I don't believe they're the right thing to do. You look at Japan, they don't have mandates, and they're over 78% vaccinated. I believe you don't beat people with a stick. You educate them and allow them to make the decision, and I think for the vast majority, they will. Unfortunately, we have beaten them with a stick, and many people have come subsequently just become resistant to any thought of being vaccinated, and that's wrong.
Although Omicron is now the dominant COVID-19 variant, Representative Murphy says this is not a bad thing.
This may be a blessing in disguise.
Right.
Yes, I'm fearful about my colleagues, in the hospital and the healthcare setting of being overrun just because of the mere numbers of individuals. But the good thing is that most of these individuals are not deathly ill. That does happen. But the mass majority are not. That's a good sign.
Merry Christmas from our family to yours. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Holiday traditions, what are they all about with you? You can share some of those thoughts with us on our DJV social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show, and Jay will be monitoring that. Jay Kirshner here, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, celebrating some of the cooking traditions that have fallen prey, it would seem, this year to inflation. For example, have you gone to the food store, grocery store, convenience store to buy some butter? Guess what?
Butter.
Butter. It's not better butter. It's butter that's expensive. And then you look at eggs. We're now charging $8 for a dozen eggs on the farm. I've been telling them to charge $8 for a long time, but they finally got up to it because there's a scarcity. We have twice as many people looking for eggs on the farm as we can provide, And if you've seen some of the video of the barnyard, you know the chickens are all over the place. They're everywhere.
Including the attack chicken.
Yes, right.
After Lewis.
Yeah. Well, that attack chicken managed to find its way to the happy hunting ground.
Almost a crisis waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's right. Yeah. After Lewis, it was time for burial insurance for that for that particular rooster. Anyway, so if you look at the prices from this year to last year, is this bah humbug? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But this is a reality check. Most things are up as much as 40%, like the price of butter is up a couple of bucks a pound from last year. And there's no cow shortage. There's no milk shortage. There's a shortage of good milk, but there are a lot of cows on factory farms that are giving milk. So what's the problem? And I guess the fact is that they can't find people to work in some of these packing houses, the places that... Have you ever seen butter being made, by the way? Anybody grow up with a grandmother had a butter churn? Or have you ever...
No.
I would have thought, Jennifer, you might have because of the history of
I'm
your family.
I'm not that old.
No, not you. I mean, it might have been when you went
I
to visit your...
I saw someone at, like, Busch Gardens, Colonial Williamsburg, demonstrating a butter churn.
Yeah.
I watched I Love Lucy. I mean, don't forget, this is how old it was. So you know I love I Love Lucy.
Yes.
I Love Lucy, so Lucy and Ethel had to go back to, like, old timeies, and so they had to churn their own butter in a bet that they made with Ricky and Fred. I mean, it was old for Lucy to churn butter, and that was so,
well,
no.
The big manufacturing plants.
But dairy farmers are in my family. I understand what you're saying.
Yes, right. I have made butter in one of those churners. As a matter of fact, I had...
It takes a lot of work to make a little
bit. Oh, yeah, it's horrible. Oh, my God, yeah. It's like making ice cream. Any of the old-time ways of doing stuff like that, ice cream, you had to have... it's called ice cream because you had ice that was packed around the vehicle, if you will, and to which you put the cream and you churned it around, and then it would become thicker and thicker. Kind of like those... I've been trying to find those... there's a new... ice cream maker out that's being made actually here in Massachusetts. I think it's called Cold Press or something. Have you seen stories and articles? It's quite the thing, apparently, but it's not.
I feel like ice cream
like
makers.
It's like a Keurig. What's the coffee thing?
Keurig.
Yeah, it's ice cream made like that. Anyway, you feel like what, Victoria?
Well, I feel like those types of gadgets, like, you know, when you get married and you have a registry and you register for stuff that you would never buy for yourself, there's always a bread maker and an ice cream maker. And
yes.
People either only make bread or ice cream one time or they never use it at all.
Never use it, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it sounds like a great idea to have like a Keurig-style ice cream maker, but I just wonder how often it would actually get used.
I'm sure the people who are making it are not counting on that as a factor in people being excited with it. I'm gonna get one and put it on the ice cream bus at the farm and make that kind of soft serve ice cream for people if they want it. Cost more, but I remember now that you've triggered a memory in me. The one of the first presents I got Megan when she got married was a bread maker, and she still uses it. She taught Miles how to make bread using the bread maker, and every week they make bread.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
I mean, it works for some people. It's just others, it's like, oh, cool, I really want an ice cream maker. And then it's like, big and clunky, and you don't have room for it.
Yeah.
Or, like, a waffle maker. You make waffles, like, once, and then you forget you have a waffle maker.
I have a
Megan
Damien waffle maker.
They sell, like, holiday waffle makers now. I'm like, who has the room not only for a regular waffle maker,
right,
but then one that you bring out on Christmas? I don't know.
So you can have a snowflake-shaped waffle.
Yeah. You have to be really into waffles if that is the case.
Today, and we were talking again kind of off the air to bring you up to date with who's cooking what, Victoria's cooking for her folks and her family. Right? You're going to have, what did you say you're going to make? Not lasagna. That was my idea.
No, not lasagna, no. But that is what my husband's family does. That's very popular in Italian households to do lasagna on Christmas.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to make halibut. It's with a tomato and artichoke and thyme and white wine broth.
Ah, that'd be nice. Make sure it's well done. What about you, Jay? What are you cooking for Christmas?
I'm not cooking anything. I am relaxing. I am taking it easy.
Really?
I've been through a lot this week.
Hungry? Are you going to be hungry all day, or what are you?
No. Oh, yeah.
You got to keep grazing. Yeah, you just graze all day.
Oh, you're going, family, but you're going to your father's house. Your mother and father, he'll take
care. So my family, we celebrate Christmas Eve, and then my husband's family celebrates Christmas Day. And it's just going to be two full days of nonstop eating, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Good for you. All right, Jen Jen, what about you and your...
I'll be doing the whole... I've got two big events, actually. I've got Christmas Eve. I'll do... a roast with sautéed mushrooms, roast to broccoli, and then a mushroom three-cheese lasagna. That's kind of our deal for Christmas Eve.
All right, save then, some of it for me next week. I'll eat leftovers.
Yeah, and the lasagna you'll like because it's totally vegetarian. Well, it's vegetarian, not vegan. Mm-hmm. And then on Christmas Day, I think I'm going to do a small, I think, because I'm trying to procure a ham. But I think we're going to do a small ham and then probably just like green beans and some salad and not quite as much work. Because by the time Christmas night comes, I'm zonked. I mean, I do a Christmas Eve party. Then we go up to my mom's. Then we, it's like our nonstop race. Yeah. So Christmas night will be a nice dinner, but it won't be quite as, you know, intensive. Hmm.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you'll be all curious to hear that as far as the pandemic is concerned and Christmas combined together, it's been a boon for Campbell's Soup, interestingly enough. There are a lot of posted photos, Jay, all over the place of sort of elaborate dishes that have hashtags associated, hashtag coronavirus cooking, baking sales booming as well.
That's all changed now.
Yeah, when you look at it's what all is going on with Campbell's Soup becomes a big deal. But don't you use the soup with something else? You're not going to just serve the soup by itself.
Well, right? They make a lot of different... Yeah, they make different products and stuff. But no, essentially, like, you know, and we all, I mean, I certainly fell into this as well. You know, in the beginning of quarantine, it was supposed to be like 2 weeks, right? And so everybody was like, oh, I'm going to make all these gourmet meals. And I made a cake for, I don't even know what the reason was. I had no reason, but I made a big cake. I mean, people were just like getting really into cooking. And so, and now it's, you know, people are going back into the office and they're commuting again and kids are in school. And so it's a kind of a different landscape. And so all these companies like Campbell and ConAgra, which owns a ton of brands, and General Mills and Kellogg's and Amy's, they're all saying that, you know, people are going back to the pre-COVID habits of, you know, fast and easy meals. Campbell has surveyed a lot of their customers, and people want dinner to be done in under 18 minutes. That's the average.
Huh?
So, yeah, so people aren't cooking like a 2-hour meal anymore. People are back to snacks in the car. Slim Jim and beef jerky sticks apparently are like way up again in sales. Angie's Boom Chicka Pop popcorn, which is very good, that's increased as well. And then David's seeds and all kinds of, like, you know, trail mix stuff is really popular again.
Right.
Campbell's, you can do 18 minute dinners with those soups.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just eat like up the
soup. I love soups. I always put them all together. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. At any rate, I bought three different kinds of clam chowder. I had to find clam chowder that didn't have any gluten in it, which is hard because a lot of the pasty sauces.
Yeah, it's such a filler.
Yeah, no. So I found, though, there are a couple. Legal Seafood has one, and Progresso has one. I don't know, there are a whole bunch of them that I went looking for, so I put them all together. And it was kind of yummy. Actually, that was my Christmas creation. That's kind of yummy. Coming up, a wonderful dog story for Christmas right after this here on the DJV program. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, 46 after the hour. Merry Christmas to everyone listening to us here, providing you with, I guess, this is what matters now in the next couple of days, right? The usual events and issues and people of the day kind of out the window, I think. We're more concerned about how we put good stories together for Christmas. Here's something. Jennifer has been following the story of this 8-year-old Boston Terrier. So what happened? This dog is, you know, looks like these terriers are always cute. So what did he do?
Well, he's being called a hero, and just in time for Christmas, after he told his owners that there was a problem with their 9-month-old baby and that the baby was in need of help. The family is the Dowling family, Jeff and Kelly from Connecticut, and they said that while their daughter was sleeping in her nursery on Tuesday, that their dog, Henry, began acting really strange, and he started barging into the nursery. He kept waking up the baby. He was headbutting the door open and going into her room and just standing there, and I guess the mom, Kelly, was trying to shoo him away, and every time she did, he would go back in when her back was turned. And it was those repeated actions from the dog that pushed the Dowlings to go into the nursery, where they saw that their daughter, who had a cold, was having trouble breathing. She wasn't clearing her airway, and she had started to turn blue and go rigid, and she couldn't get any air, couldn't get any oxygen. And so they took the daughter to the local hospital. Doctors were able to clear out her airway, but they wouldn't have even known if it hadn't been for the dog, Henry, who realized that. And I think, I don't know, it's a great story, heartwarming, because it could have been a tragedy that was averted by a dog. And so oftentimes, our animals know these things before we do, even. And,
I mean, that's big.
And Henry's getting an extra big snack for Christmas this year.
Good for him.
They even said that Henry was allowed to sleep in bed with them that night.
Yeah. Hey, one of the things that's so cool about dogs, I know that since my son, Brendan, and his wife, Sophie, had Jasper last month, their dog, Fiona, who was a rescue pit bull combo, who's Shropshire, a bunch of different things, but the dog is a fabulous dog. He was thrown out of a car in a box on the side of the road. So
sad.
Anyway, he's come in, and ever since that baby was brought into the house, he has not been any more than 2-3 feet away from the baby. Just always watching, making sure everything is okay or just right. The baby cries. He goes to find Brendan or Sophie if he happens to be, you know, in his little bed. But it's really, it's very sweet. And you probably can find hundreds, if not thousands, of stories like that of dogs that are very conscious of the people, the humans in the room, and they seem to be even more conscious about young babies for whatever the reason. It's not easily explainable. It's not important to explain it, just to know that it's there, part of the animal kingdom, protecting and serving other parts of the animal kingdom. So that's very, it's very cool. Good for Henry. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here as the, I could be the quiz master, right? This is like a television game show. Dr. Ken is in the hot seat. So, Dr. Ken, question number one. Yeah. Johnny, tell us what we've won. At the stress factor again, and it being a trigger for drinking in women, more so than men. I find this to be, I'm not sure how to look at it. My mother died as an alcoholic, and so when I saw this, I wondered, so the question's for me, I guess, much as anything else. She was under tremendous stress because she and my father were miserable together, and so she thought her way out was to drink. So is that what caused it? The stress triggered it?
That's what this study, fascinating study out this week in Psychology of Addictive Behaviors, that women, even more than men, go to drinking because of mental stress. You know, you come home. I don't do this, but how often do you hear someone come home? Oh, I've had a horrible day. I need a drink.
Yeah, right.
And that's just the, you know, and, you know, don't, I'm sorry to say this, don't shoot the messenger, but that is just the wrong reason to drink. And just leads to a lot of problems. But apparently, from this study, women are even much more susceptible to this behavior than men are. And so you need to be aware of this so you don't get yourself into an addictive cycle that leads to whole body wreckage.
Well, that's it. Now, back to the CDC and the
like your
virus.
Mom.
Yeah, my mother was at 50. She was dead. The flaws in test kits. What test kit do you recommend, Dr. Ken, for COVID?
There's a number of them. I don't have a specific one. I think a lot of it right now is by what your pharmacy has, and I recommend going to your favorite pharmacist and asking what they have, and you know, they come at different price points, and talking to the pharmacist. It's based on availability, and that's how I would make this choice. There are also, geographically, it's different from county to county. There are testing centers, and it's pretty easy to quickly find out which ones have the best reputations. So I would talk to my, if I want to get tested, I'm going to look around and see what my options are locally, and I'm probably going to talk to my favorite pharmacist. And this is why it's really a good idea to have a single pharmacist that dispenses your drugs. They know what you're on. You know them. They know you. And just ask the pharmacist what they have and what the pharmacist recommends, because it's going to change. There are new options appearing, and you want to get the best value for your money. Talk to the pharmacist that you trust.
Question about hospitals in your area, or hospitals in general, but I'm sure you know the ones that you, where you have privileges. Do you find that they're dropping their vaccine mandates for the workers in the hospitals, even though we find it preferable, and we can't imagine a healthcare worker who wouldn't want to get the vaccine unless, you know, they'll tell you that they know more than you do. That is, you can, because you want people to get vaccinated, and people say, no, don't do that. It's too dangerous. Go ahead.
I'll give you my own humble opinion. You know, I'm not in favor. I don't like mandates. I like people using good judgment and doing the right thing. And my own feeling is that those of us in healthcare, we have a responsibility not to pass on COVID. And that means each one of us either having natural immunity and having plenty of antibodies and measuring them and documenting that they're there. And that's one way of definitely protecting ourselves and not passing it along and not having an adverse reaction to the vaccine. But if we don't have documented natural immunity by measuring antibodies, then we need to be vaccinated. I personally am triply vaxxed. Whenever I'm in front of a patient, I wear a mask. So we take extreme precaution, even over precaution, because I don't want to be, you know, doctors do no harm. We take an oath. And I think anyone in the medical profession should do everything they can to make sure that when we come in contact with patients, we're not going to give them COVID. And we've been successful in that regard. Most people get COVID not in the doctor's office. They get it at home from their family. That's where most COVID comes from.
One would hope that you didn't get it in the doctor's office.
The most common place. Number two is not even close.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Ken here answering your questions, all of our questions. Ask Dr. Ken, part of DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.